Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the lowest energy podcast on the internet. This is the Temcast. We all really want to go to sleep or go eat or do both at the same time. We really are not in the mood for this episode, neither of us. And it's me, it's Alan John, and we also got Eric Xander, man, who is the lawyer guy, dude, and Steven.
Fuck! Damn it, I said your real name. Oh, well, why did I say your real name?
I don't know. That was rude. Listen, we're sleepy. It's all right. We're going to make it through this together.
Okay. Anyways. speaking of the news, I got the topic list right now. And you know what? I don't care for segues. I don't.
Shut the up. Speaking of Alan John leaking Steven's name.
Boom.
GTA Trilogy Definitive Edition Collection leaked by another person.
Oh, right. So the Korean ratings board of America leaked the GTA Definitive Trilogy that we talked about a little while ago. Basically, it was going to be the three GTA games from the PS2, the ones that people really like. They were rumored to be getting a remaster. And then Korea accidentally said that they were.
Oops.
Yeah, like we've talked about this previously, but the thing is, since this is a Korean ratings board, this just solidifies that this is real. Like beforehand, I was doubting this coming out ever, even with the lawsuit, the active lawsuit Take-Two has against the Re-VC guys and Re-3 guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is basically concrete proof evidence that this is happening, because as far as I know, rating boards aren't something like I can call into the Korean rating boards of America, right? And just tell them, hey, guys, I'm working on a GTA trilogy. I'm working on a Skyrim 2. Could you please rate that as PG-13? Yeah, thanks. Right? They got to see the game. They got to rate it. I think that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Same thing happened with the Castlevania collection. It got rated on a Taiwanese board and now it's released. So
then it was, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And this one says that Take-Two actually filed for the rating. So like it'll list, which company filed for it. And yeah, they have to see the game in order to rate it. There was no mention of platforms mm-hmm. or release window or anything like that, but presumably an announcement will be coming soon. Who knows?
Now, I wonder what they actually mean by, like, the remastered. You know what I mean? Like, is it just going to be upscaling it? Are they going to, what are they going to be doing with it, you know? Because you can already play them on modern hardware, you know what I mean?
The rumor that happened, like that leak that came out about a month ago said, or a month and a half ago, 2 months, whatever the hell it was, said that it would be a mixture of new and old graphics, and like it would have an updated UI, but it'd be in like kind of the same style. Like,
okay, so that's something I doubt, because that actually requires effort, the thing with the new and old graphics toggle, because you need to actually update assets for that. What I'm seeing...
Well, they don't say it'll be a toggle. They say it'll be a mixture.
Yeah, we had that kind of mixture with the GTA San Andreas remake. Didn't really work that well, to be honest.
No.
I don't know how they're going to update that thing, because the engine is really, really old. It just watch videos on YouTube, like GTA Vice City with RTX and HD graphics, 4K, 120 FPS. It looks honestly like crap. It doesn't look that good. It looks like Vice City, but they updated the car models to like modern cars. So you got a Nissan, Mitsubishi in it, whatever. And it's just the same Vice City, and it's got like stupid reflections on everything. Everything's wet. Yeah, I don't see them putting effort in this. And even if they do, even if they remake like these three games in the Unreal Engine, as some absurd rumors said, I'm still not buying it until Take-Two goes back from that legal case against Re-VC and Re-3. Like, as long as that suit is active, as long as there's no settlement, I'm not giving Take-Two or Rockstar any penny.
What if they take that lawsuit back, but they still don't put Billie Jean in Vice City.
You know, I heard Michael Jackson isn't like somebody you'd want to, you know, support financially, like his estate, because I heard some bad things about him. I don't know if they're true. I've heard these allegations that he was a racist. Yeah.
That's what the allegation is.
I don't know. I'm not up to date with celebrity stuff, but like Michael Jackson, every time I hear his music, I'm thinking, oh my god, he probably hates black people or something, right?
Yeah.
He has a song about how it doesn't matter if you're black or white if you want to be his baby.
Oh, so he hates both of them. Jesus.
You know what?
It's even worse.
He has a song about healing the world.
Yeah. Making it by reducing it all down to one race. Me
and for the entire human race, okay?
Wow, so he's racist against humans. That's the worst racist of all.
So, yeah, the best way to play Vice City or San Andreas or GTA 3 is you buy the copies on Steam, right? And you don't play them. Instead, you either download special mod packs that downgrade those so-called updated versions of those games. Just buy those games, give your money to those developers if they still get that money, and then just get a pirated copy or something like that. Yeah, because I think that's legal, right, Alexander? Is that legal?
So, the real definitive way to do it is to get them on the PlayStation so that you can unlock trophies, because really that's why you're playing games in the first place, right? Or is that just me? Because I would never buy Grand Theft Auto on Steam, because Steam achievements are stupid. PlayStation trophies are where it's at. Fanboy for life. No sarcasm here.
No, sorry, I didn't mean to laugh at you.
Yeah, even though Alan John and the gay mods deleted my signature on GBA 10, okay. Showing off my platinum.
Okay, so I'm going to add a little bit of context here, because from what it sounds like, the mods who are, by the way, gay as a derogatory term in 2021.
Is it derogatory? I meant it as happy. The happy power mods. Tripping mods.
Power tripping mods. Okay.
Power tripping.
So it makes it sound like we're just evil.
I was trying to post ROMs and they deleted that too.
You might as well just posted ROMs with that kind of signature. His signature was at least two screens big. Two screens long. Yeah. When you press on toggle and you had a scroll bar pop up with it. That's how big the signature was.
Yeah, but don't toggle.
It's a toggle, but the toggle is there. Wait, why does the toggle even exist if you can't make signatures bigger than the toggle?
I don't know.
Oh,
ask the chief editor.
Ooh, Alan Jones having a revelation right now.
I thought it was okay because I saw her and I was following her lead.
Huh.
Bro. And she posts more than me too. So that's a drain of resources on the site. Yeah. I see you. I see you over there. Questioning your morals, questioning
your gayness.
Are you actually a gay mod?
I'm not.
You thought you were one of the good ones.
I'm not gay. And I'm not gay in any meanings of that word. I'm not.
I don't mean it in a derogatory way. I mean
you're
it.
You're not happy, Allentown? What's wrong? Do you want to talk about
it? In a happy-go-lucky way. Like, you're happy about going on a power trip.
Well, you know what? I'm not happy. I'm not happy because my favorite franchises, Metal Gear and Castlevania, they've been dead for the past decade or so, and it doesn't seem like anything is going to change because Konami doesn't care about their IPs, apparently. So yeah, I'm just going to be upset for the rest of my life.
Dude.
Well, looky here, because there's a baseless rumor out there that says that Konami's doing everything that you want them to do. That's the context that I have, because that's what? The sentence that Steven wrote in that's the insane. Topic list.
So basically, a website called Video Games Chronicle reported that Konami is basically doing everything that everyone said they should do for the last like 5 or 6 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Video Games Chronicle is they've gotten some stuff right in the past, but they've also got stuff wrong. So I don't know. It's kind of a toss up as to whether you want to believe them. But they're basically saying that they're going to remake Metal Gear Solid 3 from the ground up with all of the assets from those pachinko machine that already exists. They're going to make a new Silent Hill. They're going to make a new Castlevania. Basically like a fanboy's wish list of shit that Konami should do, which makes it harder for me to believe the rumors because companies don't do obvious good things that will make them money.
Okay, how do we approach this topic? Because I can approach it like from five different ways, just debunking it piece by piece. Because these kind of rumors, the thing about these kind of rumors is that they're very, very bad for everyone, because they're sparkling a little bit of truth into these rumors and then just a load of horseshit into it, right? To play with your emotions, to make it look like this is real, because you heard about some things in this rumor that might be true, so it correlates with that. But then there's this, oh, do you know they're making a Castlevania game in studio? Yeah, in Konami. Yeah, the same place where nobody's been making fucking games in the past 10 years or so. What's the last Konami game? eFootball. Google eFootball. That's the latest Konami game. I think it's the worst rated Steam game ever or something. That's how bad it is. Just Google that. That's an entire meme of how bad that game is. And it's a games as a service thing, just like all of other Konami games. And for those who don't see the video, I just put up my two fingers and made quotation marks.
You really, with these audio or with these visual cues, you're really screwing over our audio listeners. By the way, if you're subscribed to the Eric's, that being me, if you're subscribed to my Patreon, you get to watch us in video live and you get to be here. It's only $25 a month. So just go to Patreon.com/Eric and give me it.
You know what? I suppose some GBE temp members pay more for their OnlyFans subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Come on, stop giving these. Well, I'm not going to use derogatory terms, but you know how I refer to these kind of people on OnlyFans. Stop giving them money and give Eric Zander your money. He really needs it. He's a struggling public defender. You've ever played those Ace Attorney games? Well, guess what? They're really realistic. He's just like Phoenix Wright. He lives in an office. He basically eats ramen noodles every day.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, on the days that I can afford it, every other day I eat ramen.
Yeah, despite defending billionaires in some games, he still hasn't, you know.
Wait, are we talking about me or?
We're talking about Phoenix Wright.
I don't defend billionaires. I defend super.
Do you know that people. Ace Attorney was based off of Eric Zander? It's not the other way around.
True.
Yeah.
That is true.
Do you remember the Ace Attorney game where he drove a Cadillac?
All right, shut up, Steven.
Yeah, so the thing about this rumor.
Konami.
The thing is, it talks about a lot of stuff. It talks about Silent Hill, Metal Gear, and Castlevania. Let's start with Silent Hill, because from what I understand, Bloober Team is indeed working on a Silent Hill game, or at least a game related to the Silent Hill franchise. There's been just way too much smoke around this. And I think Konami has been doing like Silent Hill partnerships and stuff. So that's definitely, well, not definitely, I can't say definitely, but that's like something that's related to reality, right? That's the closest thing we have that's real in this rumor. The second thing is with the Metal Gear stuff. Steven, correct me if I'm wrong, they're saying they're making just a Metal Gear Solid 3 remake, not a MGS1 remake?
Yeah, they're saying it's going to be a full remake of Metal Gear Solid 3 because parts of Metal Gear Solid 3 were already remade in the Fox engine for a pachinko machine back around 2017, I believe.
Yeah.
So those assets are going to be used. And it looked really nice. So some of the videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
But they're going to be reusing those assets for a full-scale remake.
I don't think game development reuses assets that much, especially from different games. I think it's a lot easier to just build things from the ground up, you know, with rigging and physics and stuff, you know, instead of just extracting like snake.obj, just putting him into a new engine or whatever. I don't think anybody who's worked on the Fox engine is still at Konami. I don't think the last Fox engine game was Metal Gear Survive, and we all know how that went. Yeah. So I don't think that's happening. Metal Gear Solid 3. Why does everybody want to remake the Solid games? What about Metal Gear 1 and 2? Remake those.
I think I agree that that would be a lot smarter and a lot more interesting, but I would say from a business perspective, 3 makes the most sense because 5 is probably the most popular one and 3 is a direct prequel to 5, and 3 is also probably the most beloved one in the series, and it's also the most independent one. It's really the only one that has no other direct ties to the rest of the series. Like,
if you're remaking the best Metal Gear game, just remake 5.
Well, 5 was already so recent.
Yeah, but you can't... Well, you can play it on the new consoles through backwards compatibility.
Backwards compatibility, yeah.
Okay, so that one, that it's supposedly developed by Virtuous, who made ports of Dark Souls Remastered, The Outer Worlds, and the BioShock Collection for the Switch. So why not modify this rumor and just say that Metal Gear Solid 3 is coming out for the Switch? That's way more believable, isn't it? Doesn't it sound more believable? Exactly.
Unless they're not lying.
They probably are.
Like you seem to be assuming.
Another thing, they're supposedly working on multiple Silent Hill games. One's in an internal studio, one's by Bloober, and one's by a prominent Japanese developer. Oh no, it's just Bloober and a prominent Japanese developer. Who's this prominent Japanese developer? You named Virtuous, why don't you name this prominent Japanese developer? Exactly, yeah. Can you name any prominent Japanese developers? Square? Enix? Nintendo? HAL Laboratory? I don't know.
Oh, that would be sick. That would be a good one for a Silent Hill remake.
And finally, the one that hurts my heart is the idea of them making a new Castlevania game. Konami. This one hurts because if this is true, this is going to be so sad. Because if it doesn't have Koji Igarashi in it, it's not Castlevania. Sorry. But whatever they do, if it doesn't have Koji Igarashi in it, then I am not interested in the slightest bit. There's two developers, two game directors who can do Castlevania justice. It's Koji Igarashi and Miyazaki. Yeah, the guy who made Dark Souls. Because Dark Souls 1 is the perfect 3D Castlevania. It plays like a Castlevania because it is. Like, it's deeply inspired by Castlevania. So if you want a 3D Castlevania, you play Dark Souls 1. Specifically 1. Because it's got most of the map layout is like a Castlevania game almost. So check that out if you're interested. A game that came out 10 years ago. Probably never heard of it. Dark Souls. Yeah, Konami, the last internally developed Konami game was eFootball. So
yeah,
even if this was like something real, then it wouldn't be necessarily something good.
Yeah, well, Konami did say that they were, you know, gearing up for video game development again, and that they plan to get back into it, probably as a result of the pandemic making Pachinko less profitable.
Yeah.
Around E3, they did say they had a bunch of games in development to show off next year, so... I mean, I do think we'll get something from Konami in, you know, the next year-ish, but I don't know if it's going to be any of this in particular.
So the thing about them licensing their IPs that I believe way more than them internally developing anything.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense, I think. Because I think they dismantled a lot of their game studios, didn't they?
Can we also talk about how the VGC article has a Venom Snake on its banner?
Even though they're claiming an MGS3 remake?
Yeah, this, like, you can tell how this guy who wrote this article has no idea about the Metal Gear franchise.
Fucking dork. How dare he?
And I like how Chari actually does.
Yeah, man, Metal Gear's the shit. I can see the Metal Gear Solid 3 remake, honestly, and I think the Bloober team is also somewhat likely, because they did announce that they're doing something with Bloober team, and Silent Hill makes the most sense. But the other stuff is just so vague, like, they're going to be making a new Castlevania. It's like, well, all right, that could happen. They don't give any details that they can be like, aha, nailed it. Like, we got that one exactly right. Konami's going to make a game that they own.
What if Konami saw how successful Metroid Dread's pre-orders have been? And they're like, huh, we've got a Metroidvania franchise.
It's called Castlevania.
They do? Which one? What's it called?
Let's make it into games as a service game, like eFootball.
I would love it. I wouldn't mind if they just started making original games and ruined every franchise you love and hold dear.
I think
that'd be nice.
They can't really do much harm, because I'm not a 14-year-old man-child or whatever who cares about...
Can you be a 14-year-old man-child? I'm picturing a 14-year-old who's like 6'6 and 500 pounds.
Yeah, and cares about 14-year-old stuff. That would be fucking weird. No, I don't care about franchises that much, you know?
No.
If they fuck it up, I don't care. They already fucked up Star Wars. That was the dearest franchise.
Konami fucked up Star Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Didn't hear about that.
J.J. Awesome. Abrams is the president of Konami. Did you not know that?
I had no idea. Wow.
Kathleen Kennedy worked on Metal Gear Solid Survive. It's true. You just read the credits. You know, I don't like these kind of stupid, baseless leaks. I like leaks that are, you know, confirmed by at least 11 anonymous studios and developers. You know what I mean?
Oh, buddy, have I got the leak for you then?
Really?
This one, yeah, this one comes from Bloomberg. Shockingly, it's not a report by Jason Schreier, who reports just about everything coming out of Bloomberg.
Mm-hmm.
And the headline says, developers are making games for a Nintendo 4K console that doesn't exist. And basically the gist of the article is that Bloomberg has been reporting on a 4K Switch for like well over a year at this point. And then Nintendo a few months ago came out and announced the Switch OLED, which is not a 4K Switch. It's just a regular Switch with a bigger screen and an OLED screen. But that's one screen that has both those properties, not two different screens.
Yeah.
Now Bloomberg is saying basically there's 11 different developers out there. At least they've been able to confirm 11. They believe there's probably far more that have dev kits for a 4K Switch. I don't know, but Nintendo isn't making one, so they don't know why any of these people have the dev kits.
Yeah, the thing is, I saw this on Twitter, and Nintendo of Japan, or whatever it's called, well, Nintendo's Japanese account, basically, they tweeted in English saying that, okay, these rumors about a new Switch, they're not true. Cut it off. It's not happening. The only Switch model we're preparing to release is the Switch OLED. That's it. Goodbye. That's what they said, basically. Let me find that tweet right now.
Yeah.
Well, who are you going to trust? Nintendo or that guy who ran for president?
What? Barack Obama was talking about the Switch 4K?
probably.
A news report on September 30th, 2021 falsely claims that Nintendo is supplying tools to drive game development for a Nintendo Switch with 4K support. To ensure correct understanding among our investors and customers, we want to clarify that this report is not true. We also want to restate that, as we announced in July, we have no plans for any new model other than Nintendo Switch OLED model, which will launch on October 8th, 2021.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's a fun fact. Now, I saw this on Twitter, again, like most of the things in my life, but I forgot to save it. Somebody posted how in June 2013, I think it was, yeah, how in June there were rumors of a bigger 3DS. And then Nintendo, in a tweet, said, there is no 3DS XL. That's not happening. And by the end of June, this is all happening in the same month, by the end of June, Nintendo announces the 3DS XL. This is all within 1 month, and this actually happened.
Maybe that's how they got the idea.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have the time to develop like within a month, within a couple of weeks. You can't. No, that's a stupid idea, Eric Zag. Get the fuck out of here.
How long did it take you to make Alien John?
At least half a year.
How long did it take you to make Alien John XL?
At least $15. But the thing is, yeah, Nintendo's about to release a new Switch. So if they shoot themselves in the foot and prematurely announce another Switch that's coming out that's going to be 4K, they're going to seriously damage or dampen the sales from that Switch. Because why should I get a Switch OLED if they're going to release a Switch 4K in like 6 months? What's the point?
Yeah. It is worth pointing out that according to the report, another insider said that the 4K capability, or you know, the 4K capable Switch was planned but didn't end up happening because of component shortages, which is why we're seeing so many.
That's a possibility. You know? Yeah, I don't even doubt that.
Yeah, because, you know, that's the reason all the other consoles are so hard to find. So basically Nintendo planned on it, but it would have been too expensive to make, or they wouldn't have been able to make enough for it to make sense. So they decided to just do an OLED model instead, which I don't know. I guess that could be true.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't really know.
It might be. That's something we discussed when the Switch OLED was announced. Check out episode... What episode was that? Episode 48 of the Tempcast. It might not be the one I'm talking about, but still check it out. It's a pretty good episode for you. It really is. Yeah, there's really not much to talk about here other than to speculate. Well, here's a legal question to Eric Zander. Eric Zander, can a company, a private company... Well, I don't think that... Is Nintendo a private company? Aren't they...
It's publicly traded.
Okay. Can a publicly traded company lie about them making products,
having an OLED Switch?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's going to be illegal, right?
Yes.
Is any responsibilities for the shareholders to know, like, beforehand?
There's in a way, it's like Steven was saying, it's like if it does exist, or they are, you know, if they are lying, let's say that they're lying and that the 4K Switch is in development, they don't want to announce it right away because they just released the OLED model. So it's actually strategic for them to say that it's not coming out. You know what I mean? Even if they are working on it, it's, you know, theoretically they could already be, Sony could already be working on the PlayStation 6, but they don't want you to know that. They want you to buy the PS5. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's smart.
So it's okay for Nintendo to lie.
Yes. In this case. Yeah.
But I can't lie on my tax report because that's illegal. Okay, that makes sense.
In fact, illegal, yes.
That's all you got to say about America.
That's the fucking elite for you right there. Yeah. Fucking Nintendo elite lying about their 4K Switch.
Exactly. I, 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 I can't document about the 4K I made last month because then they take at least 1K from that. But Nintendo can lie.
You made 4K last month? Good job.
Thank you. It's 4K Bolivar dollars. It's not real.
Oh.
It's just I convert the cryptocurrency into because it's got the lowest fees.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. What should we talk about anything else or should just we end it on this?
So there was a rumor floating around for a long time that Bluepoint was going to be remaking Metal Gear Solid 1 for the PS5.
Yeah.
And that was not part of that Video Game Chronicle rumor because that's basically been disconfirmed because Sony bought Bluepoint Games.
Yep.
And Bluepoint is a studio known for... They've basically only done remakes and stuff. They did like the God of War collection, the Metal Gear Solid HD collection, the Demon's Souls remake recently, the Shadow of the Colossus remake a few years ago. But they're finally going to be working on original content is all they've said now that they're officially bought by Sony. So though it's unknown if that means a new franchise, a new entry into an old franchise, if they're going to be doing an like expanded remake where they add in original content to an already existing game.
I thought it was just like an original IP. I thought that's
all they've said is original content.
Okay.
They're leaving it very vague. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're doing something. So that's kind of interesting. Although it is sort of a bummer because I don't know, having a studio that was reliable for making good remakes and remasters, I don't know, like those remakes are fun every now and then. It does sort of suck to lose a solid name for that, but you know, what are you gonna do? It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, I was surprised this didn't happen earlier. Like Bluepoint, what else did they develop other than PlayStation exclusives?
The Metal Gear Solid HD collection wasn't PlayStation exclusive.
Oh, they did that?
Yep. I mean, honestly, that might be the only thing they did. There was very little they did that wasn't PlayStation exclusive. They did the Uncharted games. They did one original game. Their first game was original, called Blast Factor, and that was a PS3 exclusive. Mm-hmm. I'm actually looking at all their games right now. They had two games that weren't PlayStation exclusive. It was the Metal Gear Solid HD collection, and they did the 360 port of Titanfall.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's a classic.
They ported PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale to the Vita.
Nice. But again, another Sony exclusive.
Yeah, no, they've done some weird ones.
Wait, I didn't know that Sony Battle All-Stars was exclusive. You can't get that on the Switch?
No, weirdly enough.
You know what else you can't get on the Switch? Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawl.
Oh, shit.
You can get it on the Switch. It's coming out on the Switch.
Shoot.
Do you not prepare for these?
Well, I thought that I was being... Alright, so anyway. We need like a thing that we always say at the end.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. Like...
It's episode 58 or something.
Yeah, it's time for...
the way you want to say at the end of every episode? That's really only going to work 1 week, Alan John.
Yeah, you can't say that. we can say...
What are you doing now, John? You look like you're cleaning your teeth with a Q-tip. What was that?
You know, speaking of cleaning your teeth with a Q-tip, I heard some cool rumors on 4chan about this acquisition. So what I heard was that Sony acquired them because of how well they made the Demon's Souls remake. Because... Supposedly, Bluepoint has made the best Dark Souls game, well, Souls-like game, not made by From Software, right? And, well, that's kind of cheating, because what they did, they actually copied and pasted the combat code one-to-one from the original Demon's Souls into the remake, so, yeah, there's that, but supposedly, they really get how to make a Souls game. So they might be working on maybe Bloodborne 2.
Hmm? Oh, shit.
Or maybe a remake. No, they're not making a remake of Bloodborne because you could. That's not an original game, isn't it?
Yeah. Or it could be their own franchise.
They could make their own. They could make Sony Souls.
Sony Souls Battle Royale All-Stars.
Yeah.
You think exactly. Sony ever tried to buy FromSoft? They probably did, right?
Yeah, most likely. But I think FromSoft is Bandai Namco.
Oh, that's right. They are. You're right. Never mind.
It'd be difficult. But they did have an exclusive deal with Bloodborne, which I hate because Bloodborne seems like a cool game and I'd love to play it, not on a PlayStation.
Maybe someday.
Maybe like on a PlayStation 5.
Huh. Ooh. Ooh. Oh my.
But yeah.
Alden, why'd you bring us back to this? We're trying to transition out of the episode. God damn it. We're all okay, so tired. Fine.
Sorry for adding context.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're just sleepy.
Speaking of transitioning out of the episode. Bye.
Thought you were going to come out as Erica.
Oh, there we go. What?